ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the COVID-19 outbreak in Fiji, unfortunately, is getting worse, with another 28 cases confirmed just yesterday. It all began in the country's western division, but there are no active cases there now, and it's the capital, Suva, and surrounding districts that are the real areas of concern. Meanwhile, the vaccination program has restarted this week, with more than 16,000 people being immunised, we're told. But as Caroline Tiraman reports, beyond the obvious health concerns, there are fears about people's mental health and the ability to survive the ongoing restrictions that mean many of them can't work.
Nearly 5 weeks after the first hotel quarantine breach ignited Fiji's second COVID-19 wave, it's not just the health impacts people are worried about. The ongoing restrictions limiting people's movement and ability to work is now seriously impacting people's food and financial security too. Apolosi Ranawai Lasei is the General Secretary of the District Council of Social Services in Lautoka in Fiji's western region, and he is pleading to the government to do more.
The only thing that we're trying to address is for the government to start listening to NGOs, CSOs and faith-based organizations who are trying as much as they can to supply food, necessities, to people who cannot access them. As us, the social services, the District Council of Social Services, Lotoka Yasawa, as well as the others, we're trying our best to meet the needs and the criteria that are here, that are coming day by day. And all I just need to say is to continue to pray for Fiji. If you are living abroad and your family members are in Fiji, please continue to support them. If you're sending them money for their food and stuff, on behalf of people in Fiji, we thank you. We're sending our love and well wishes to everybody, and please continue to pray for Fiji.
This week, Fiji's Attorney General, Ayaz Sayed Kayum, defended his government's COVID-19 spending and assistance.
Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to very quickly highlight, because there's a lot of comments being made about COVID and lack of spending, etc. Mr. Speaker, sir, we have directly spent $300 million on COVID-19 related matters, directly. $160 million so far has been paid out in unemployment benefits.
It's also provided some help to people who have lost their livelihoods during the lockdown, such as a one-off payment for groceries. But there are concerns that food rations have been Suva-centric and unfair. Dr. Ashank Naidu is a doctor in Singatoka, which is an hour south of Lautoka. He says people in western part of Fiji are not receiving much assistance from the government.
The funny thing is, a lot of people have raised this issue, is that when the whole of the Fiji has been suffering, and has suffered well before Suva, then why is Nandi and Lautoka areas not being provided by food rations? Whereas the Suva has been only having the focus of food rations and assistance. You know, there are other people out there. Now the government will say that they've got SNPF and other forms of assistance. But that is people's own savings. Government is just reimbursing. But focus of rations and assistance should be the same, equitable distribution of financial assistance and food rations throughout Fiji, not just in one particular location such as Suva. Now, the most affected town is Nandi and Lautoka and Singatoka as well. But in particular, Nandi has been locked down without any new cases. Nandi has been further locked down. Now, they are planning to send cases and of primary contact all the way from Suva to Nandi, where there's no virus at all, there's no cases at all. And so it doesn't make sense what these people are doing. You know, a lot of confusion in this country. And there are people who are going to bed in this country hungry. So you just Google Fiji and you find a lot of people, desperate. Single mothers, people who are being laid off from work with so many job losses, and they have got no means of financial aid. And they've been given, $90, I think, for a month or something. How far will that go for groceries and all that?
Apolosi Ranawai Lasei from the District Council of Social Services in Lautoka agrees. And he says that the travel restrictions are causing people to experience emotional breakdowns, unable to physically see their families in other parts of the country.
I'm speaking from here in front of Nandi Hospital, where we're trying to get the listing of people, the families of people that are affected with COVID-19. there are some sick people. Their families cannot come to the hospital because of the border control. So what we do is we do food packs and ration packs, and we pass the food packs from here, from the border to here, the clothing, sanitaries, as well as things. And then we take it from the border to the hospital on behalf of the families. And then sometimes we do videos of the families from this side, well wishing their families on the other side, that they cannot see their families that are in the hospital. Then we send it back to their loved one. So some of the patients that are here, they have their loved one in Lotoka or outside of the border control. So the border is in Mommy. So people cannot come to the hospital to see their loved one. So we pick up the stuff for them and drop it off to the hospital for them. That's how bad it is. They cannot come and see their loved ones in the hospital.
Tough times in Fiji. Apolosi Ranaiwai Lasse from the District Council of Social Services in Lotoka. The reporter there, Caroline Tiraman.